Blackstone presents The Stone World, a novel by Joel Agee. This book is read by Armando Duran. For Beckett and Joanna. Infancia mía en el jardín, reina de la jardinería. Rafael Alberti. Chapter 1. The boy liked to lie with his ear pressed against the cool, shaded stone of the patio. Sita, the maid, might be hanging clothes on a line. There was a stone tub in the garden where she did some of her washing. There was green, slippery slime on the edge of the stone that the boy liked to touch. For a big wash, Sita would go to the nearby stream where other women went also to wash their clothes. Sometimes the boy went with her. He would lie in the grass reading books or just dreaming, listening to the women's talk and to the sound of the stream. Those two sounds flowed together so that sometimes it seemed that the water was talking and laughing, and the women were part of the gurgling and sloshing of the stream. But he also liked to lie on the cool stone patio, feeling its coolness against his face and listening. His mother asked him once what he was doing. He said he was listening. "Listening to what?" she asked. "To the stone." "Really?" she said. "What does it say?" "It doesn't say anything," he said, laughing. "Stones don't speak." "Then what do you hear?" "I don't know," he said. "I just like to listen to it." She didn't ask any further. His mother was a musician. She played the violin every day. She was practicing, she said. "Why do you practice?" the boy asked. "So that I can play better," she said. "But you play good already," he said. "Play well," she said. "Yes, I play well, but I still can play better, and that's why I practice. Later, when my playing is perfect, I'll play for other people to hear it. That's called a performance. I'm practicing so I can give a good performance." "A perfect performance," he said. "Maybe," she said, smiling. Sita pronounced the boy's name like a Spanish word, Pira. Other Mexicans and even some American children who spoke Spanish called him that too. Some called him Pedro. Otherwise, his name was Peter. He liked the sound of his name the way Mexicans pronounced it. That made him feel Mexican. More Mexican than even Pedro did.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?